Hi, welcome to Explorations in Economic History. And today we're going to talk about the path to Stalinism and whether there were any alternatives offered by anyone in the Bolshevik Party. When people speak about the inevitability of Stalin and Stalinism in the Soviet Union, there are really two parts to that. The first is whether a thug, a most vicious and brutal individual, it would inevitably rise to the top in the Soviet system. And the second question is whether, even if a very docile personality had succeeded Lenin and had become the next leader, or the leadership was shared, if they put through the same policies, because the policies were agreed upon by the whole party, then would it inevitably have been essentially a Stalinist system anyway? Many have argued that Stalin went against the Bolshevik Party when he pushed through forced collectivization. However, if Bukharin or Trotsky or the entire party had been the successor to Lenin, would they also have pushed through forced collectivization? If they all believed in collectivization and if NEP was falling apart, then was there another alternative? For example, could the people have been encouraged to want to collectivize? Could it have been done in a voluntary manner? Or inevitably, whoever was leading the party, would it have to have been a forced collectivization unless the party gave up on the plan altogether and had gone back to markets? Some might argue that details might have differed, but that any leader would have been forced along a similar path.